You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jay Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MuseumMiracles.com at TitansMCM. Today we are wrapping up the giveaway contest for the Bud Dupree signed mini helmet that goes off at noon today, August 8th. So be sure and check that out. Follow the podcast, send a screenshot there, and you'll be entered, and we'll let you know who wins that later this afternoon. All right, so the Titans have wrapped up kind of the first, I guess, almost 2 weeks of training camp. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the themes that we're seeing as we go here, but one guy that continues to pop over and over and over is Kyle Phillips. I'm really interested to see what role he plays in the preseason, because I think he's one of these guys that's going to get quite a bit of run, because he's not a Robert Woods or even like a Treylon Burks, who you want to get some reps, but you're also trying to protect because of pedigree or whatever else. I think he'll probably play some pretty significant snaps in the preseason. So I'm really interested to see, you know, kind of what he does when the lights come on, and more so obviously, you know, the next couple of weeks when the Bucks come to town to practice and the Dolphins come to town to practice. Seeing reports of what he does in those practices will be probably even a little bit more important than what he does in the preseason games, because he's going to do a lot of his work in the preseason games, most likely against guys that are not going to end up making NFL rosters. But he's a guy, I mean, if you scroll through the stuff the different reporters are putting out that are at practice and watching every day, there's a mention of Kyle Phillips. He did this, he did that, he shook a guy, he caught a long pass. His releases are awesome. His routes are awesome. I mean, just all those things. So I'm really, really excited to see what he brings to the table, especially, like I said, as we start preseason games this week. Another guy, Roger McCreary, who just continues to pop off the page. A guy that assuming he continues to make the strides that he's made, I mean, it looks like a guy that's probably going to be a starter. At least in, you know, some packages, I don't know if he's going to start outside. Christian Fulton's obviously one corner. Can McCreary beat out Caleb Farley for the other spot? I don't know. Is McCreary more of a slot guy? You get Farley outside, McCreary in the slot. I mean, I think that would probably be ideal. Elijah Molden played that spot last year, the slot corner, but he's been hurt, hadn't been on the practice field in a little bit over a week. So McCreary is making the most of his chances, and you know, that's good to see a guy that was a second round pick, a guy that probably fell in the draft further than he should have, just because, you know, his arm length wasn't what they want it to be for a corner. And you know, listen, if McCreary was a short armed corner coming out of the SWAC conference or whatever, I don't know if that's still a thing. But, I mean, if it was something like that and you were worried about him and you weren't sure how he was going to measure up against this level of competition, you know, that'd be one thing. This guy played in the SEC. And if you go look at the game logs in the SEC of the receivers that he faced, I mean, you know, they're, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's pretty good receivers in the SEC. And he did a really good job against pretty much all of them. So, you know, we talked last week about the rep with Treylon Burks. I mean, I think dude is just a competitor that is getting out there and getting after it. So he's a guy that I'm, again, really interested to see what happens when the lights come on, in these preseason games and then in those practices over the next couple of weeks. We're going to learn a lot. All these guys that we're talking about that we've seen, these camp reports and all that stuff, I mean, that's all well and good. But we're going to learn a lot more about these guys in the coming day. Like, we'll have a good idea of what guys truly are sitting here 2 weeks from now, because we're going to get a couple of preseason games, and we're going to get those joint practices, get the reports from those. Those are the times where, especially like these rookies that we've been talking about, that's where it's going to be really important to see them show up, and we're going to learn a lot about them in those times. last thing I want to mention today, it was a really cool thing on, I think it was Friday, it was either Thursday or Friday, but anyway, where the people from MTSU showed up and surprised Kevin Byard and retired his number at MTSU. Just a cool deal. And Byard is such a cool story because a guy that's had to overcome a lot of different obstacles and has been great all the way around. And I remember when John Robinson took him in the third round, and, you know, some people talked about how it was a reach, and, you know, but if you remember that year, the Titans didn't have a fourth round pick. And so they weren't going to get Kevin Byard if they didn't take him there. And, you know, obviously that has paid off in a big way. I mean, a guy who's been a great player, a all pro caliber player, you know, a guy that is great in the community, just great on and off the field. And so you want to have as many of those types of guys on your team as you can. And Byard has continued to be that guy. And so to see them pull that off, to surprise him at practice, having his jersey retired, they're having a ceremony in September where they'll do that. I mean, that's a really cool deal. And I mean, he's a young guy. He's only, I think, 28, 29 years old. So to already be, you know, having his jersey retired at MTSU just really speaks to, I mean, obviously the caliber of player he is, but also just the person he is. And when you listen to, like, Chris Massaro, who's the athletic director at MTSU, I mean, you know, talking about how they want to get Byard's name out there for everything they can. Like, whenever anything comes up with something they need to talk about an alum, he's the guy they want to talk about just because of all the great things, like I said, he's done on and off the field. So cool deal for him, and really excited for him. And that'll be something, you know, obviously that, you know, his jersey's going to hang up there forever. So that's a really cool deal. All right, that'll do it for today. Again, go subscribe to the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, search out Music City Miracles. You'll find us there. Get that screenshot. Send it to @TitansMCM so you can get entered into that drawing that we will do this afternoon. So thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.